Welcome back to DMnastics, the gym for dungeon masters to work out their minds. I'm one of your hosts, DM Neil, aka Jote Maniac.
And I'm your other host, DM Celeste, aka Sea Witch.
Yeah! And today we're going to have yet another superset episode resurrecting the sea. casting resurrection on some of the older episodes. So this one had J.M. Perkins, and it was entitled Anything But Common was the exercise. And it was all about, I totally wrote it down. It was all about having a tavern in the world of Deimbe in the town of Lucina Tyrion. Basically, it's just creating a bar and filling it out with hilarious people. And doing that as a collaborative effort because that is, you've heard us do it on this feed recently, and now you can hear a whole bunch of other people do the same. It's definitely not as weird as ours, that's for sure.
No. Populating taverns, I feel, with interesting NPCs is one of like the top 10 skills you have to have as a dungeon master.
Yes.
So I'm very excited to listen to this episode.
Yeah, and you definitely want to do the whole 3x5 card method because you don't know who the players are going to care about. And then
you can just do
an elaborate backstory after that.
Yes.
But with that, let's head to the exercise already in progress.
Well, I think that's smashing.
So one thing is that there was a poll in the DMnastics as to what we should name the tavern that these commoners would fill. So there were a lot of awesome ideas that were tossed out. And the one that took the most votes was Restless Knights Inn, like K-N-I-G-H, whatever.
Right, Knights, but the K is silent.
Yes, Knights Inn, but the K is silent, but the K also fell off. So it's like, is it Restless Knights that want to go adventure, or is it Restless Knights because you're always adventuring, yada yada. So fun play on words.
So the first idea, the first commoner we want to kind of highlight from the forums was created by the user Kirkglass164. But the commoner he created was Hargo Slipshod. And he says, my commoner is Hargo Slipshod, an old gnomish spelunker who has retired to Tower Town as a climbing instructor. He used to tag along with some adventuring parties when they would delve to the dangerous depths as a guide. As a result, he's a very cunning old gnome. This is awesome. It instantly brings ideas to me of like an old Bruce Wayne who is like getting his gear because he's going, you know, quote unquote spelunking, but really he's actually an adventurer himself. So I love the idea of a spelunking gnome. It's just great. And he says he doesn't drink much and he's able to size up strangers pretty quickly without giving away very much information about himself. And he says he kind of would talk and act like an ex-cop. So I feel like with just that alone, you can really visualize how to maybe bring this NPC into your world and kind of play with him. He's average gnomish height. You know, he's got all the gnome traits, the ornamental beard. He's got yellow colored eyes. So yeah, this guy's pretty awesome.
I like that you went with Batman. My immediate thought was, and it's harder to find, but there's a Will Ferrell skit that is on his best of where he
Gus
plays
Chickens.
Yes, Gus Chickens. And if you don't know what that is, even more so than Conquer the Gauntlet, after you do that, you need to go check out what Gus Chicken is. And that's what I thought of. Yours is much cooler. But
anytime I hear the word spelunking ever since The Dark Knight, I was just like, oh, Bruce Wayne, spelunking.
So as a GM, if you're going to run this guy, you have two options. You either make him Batman as a gnome, or you do the most stereotypical prospector voice you possibly can.
Yes.
There's no middle ground.
I'd be more afraid of coyotes if I was your...
and if you're not sure what a prospector sounds like, Toy Story 2, Prospector Pete. Maybe the gnome also farts a lot.
Yeah, panning for copper coins.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and the other thing is, like, essentially with the ex-adventurer, you can easily have him know of places to drop hints to the players depending on what kind of setup you have. You could have different locations to just drop, like, oh, there's this dungeon I used to go to all the time, or this mine, or anything you want. Essentially, as long as it's underground, he probably knows about it.
Yeah, you could definitely even straight up probably say that this guy knows the underground caves and networks in like the surrounding 5 miles really well. So he could definitely, you know, give your players guidance. And maybe for enough coin, or enough, you know, charm, he might be able to be dragged along on some kind of crazy adventure.
So for the next one, it's from DM Genesis Echt, and they named their commoner Kraus
Weidernvell.
Weidernvell. Yeah, I want to almost make the W into a V. So Weidernvell, and it's a grizzled old dwarf. So
the name needs more umlauts.
Yes. Every vowel in here needs something above it for this to work out. Even just the fact that it's a grizzled old dwarf, I immediately think that these two don't get along. Like, there's no feasible way that it's going to happen.
Right.
So he's completely bald, but has a long, well-kept beard.
I like him already.
And Kraus bears many scars and noticeably is missing an eye. His body is sinewy, but suggests old muscles. He has a gruff personality, but is quite prone to flattery. He is also the tavern chef.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, there's no way these two get along. Or it's that hilarious bickering. I know that those are my favorite places to go. Restaurants that are family owned and they constantly fight with each other. Essentially, it's a meal and a show every time you go. So I think that would be... That would probably be how I would play these two working together. I don't know. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I buy that. They don't get along well.
You could almost make a case that the scars and the missing eye are because he used to be an adventurer that Hargo took out into a cave and things didn't go so well. And so then he had to retire from adventuring and is now a chef. And so they really don't like each other.
I also thought for some reason that instead of the scars and the missing eye being from adventuring, it's just that he's a really bad cook. But again, I don't. Well, after the Gus Chickens thing, I don't know that I can make anyone an adventurer right now.
Well, I have a different way you can play him. So he's a really good cook, but he's constantly serving monster. Mm-hmm. He'll actually pay adventurers to bring him back interesting cuts of monster that he can serve up. So if you want to eat owlbear, he's your man. Or if you've ever wondered what roast displacer beast tastes like, he has cooked it before.
That's awesome.
He's an experimental chef.
Yeah.
The cockatrice omelet.
Yeah, exactly. It's the fantasy equivalent of like gastrochemistry, that weird stuff where they make foam taste like bacon. But yeah, but rather than do that, he just cooks really exotic meats.
Wait. There's a foam that tastes like bacon.
Oh, there's this whole hipster thing. Yeah, I'll send you some links.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you.
If you go to a restaurant and you hear someone shouting science from the kitchen, then it's probably the right place.
It's very true. That's exactly how it was.
I like that idea. And now that I'm thinking about it, what if he had cantrips almost that he could add so that he could actually cook these crazy monsters and, you know, and do the gastrochemistry like you were talking about.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it wouldn't take much for, depending on the rule set you're playing, it wouldn't take much for him to have cantrips. And of course, you're the GM, so you're in charge of everything. But yeah, just some simple cantrips that allows him to cook some things and work with really dangerous corpses, but make a very, very tasty meals.
I'm trying to think of what the fantasy equivalent would be for blowfish sushi.
Blowfish sushi. Basilisk. With basilisk something or other.
Uh-oh.
Basilisk burgers.
Basilisk sashimi.
Oh, jeez. I like it. Okay. So for this next one, as we typically do, we will be doing some on-the-spot lifting. And we've got two spotters now. So I feel like we are set
What we can lift has really, like that weight cap has really increased today.
It's true.
We brought in the beard force of power.
It's true.
Done. We're unstoppable now. Unstoppable.
Okay, guys. So for the chosen three idea, we're going to spitball and create one on our own, as is our custom here. We're going to get under the weights and do a little heavy lifting of our own. And for that, we're going to turn directly to the beard force of power, JM, and he's going to kind of take us away on that adventure.
Okay. So my idea is that, well, I think we should have a female commoner because we already have several male commoners. But also, we are the beard force, so it should be a female commoner with a beard.
Yes.
And why would a female character have a beard? Well, that's an excellent question. I'm glad you asked myself. It's because of a magical mishap. You could do like the female dwarf that has beards, like Tolkien, but I like the idea of a magical mishap. So I'm thinking half-elf dropout of the magical school that had a magical mishap, and she has a beard now. And of course, she's a commoner, so that's why she didn't do so good.
Well, I mean, that's awesome, especially because giving the commoner a little bit of power is the best way to make them have that flavor, and especially if you have a half elf with a beard. And it has to also be such a mishap that it makes me think of the first Santa Claus movie with Tim Allen, where he's like, no, 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 and shaves it off, and it immediately comes back onto his face. I imagine that she went through months of that, like, no, I, ugh, and then it just keeps immediately growing back.
Totally. But is the beard, is it just an ordinary beard, or is it made out of something weird?
I think it should still be hair, but I think it should be an interesting color.
Okay.
Main prize, any thoughts on the color?
I like blue, but I'm not opposed to green.
What color is Hargo's beard?
Hargo's beard
is blue.
I think his was actually blue, yeah.
So should it be like orange? So they've got like the modern movie colors covered?
Yes, and since the Broncos won the Super Bowl, it's only fitting.
Yeah.
Done and done. What should we name her?
I think she should have a single name like Cher, but not Cher for copyright reasons.
So Beyonce.
What about Lorelai, Lorelai?
I like it.
Lorelai is good to me. Lorelai reminds me of the Styx song, so I think Lorelai will keep me from having 80s hairband music playing in my head for the rest of the night.
Done. So then what were you thinking that she would do inside the bar?
So she failed out of wizarding school, but she surely has to do something to provide for herself as a commoner. So what is she involved in?
I always liked the idea of dumpster diving outside of the Hogwarts, right? Because you know those kids are making all kinds of magical stuff that doesn't work, and I don't think they dispose of it very well, or at least that's interesting to me. So I like the idea of her dumpster diving at her former school and just finding whatever kind of failed items she can, which she, you know, try to fix, although, because she's not very good at it, most of the time she just makes them be weirder. And then she sells these things, usually to gullible adventurers.
Yes. Well, it's a magic item. I mean, it's got to be worth it, right?
Right. Yeah.
Even if it doesn't serve your end game, you can still sell it to someone else for a lot of gold.
Eh. All right. So what would be the magical items that she's selling that she has on offer for adventurers?
They have to sound good, but then not really be that great.
I'm thinking maybe a potion that is like, and she sells it off as like an invisibility potion, but it only makes like either the top half or the bottom half of your body invisible. So you're still either like a pair of legs or just like a floating torso walking around.
Or for Gooier, it just makes your skin invisible.
Yes. Yes. So it's just like organs and bones moving about in space.
Which not only is not what people expect, but actually kind of be useful, right? Like it would be terrifying to see a person like that moving around.
Oh, yeah. And you might even be able to blend in with some undead folk.
Right. Exactly.
That'd be such a cool thing to, I mean, it would be a lot of work, but it would be a really cool thing to take the items that she has and make them have effects that don't fit. Like the potion of kinda invisibility. It gives you advantage on intimidation checks because you are super scary. But you originally bought it because you thought you would be able to be invisible somewhere.
Okay, so what about a potion of heal emotional wounds? Where you come to grips with your past in some way. So actually, if you feed it to an enemy, they're a lot easier to talk down from being the terrible villain because they kind of heal from the, from the things in their past.
That's awesome.
Man, if only Han gave one to Kylo.
Right, right. Totally could have changed that scene. All he needed to do was go see the bearded half-elf, Lorelai, like Cher, but not, in the bar in Tower Town, the
Restless Nights.
Restless Nights Inn, yes. If he had just gone there, everything would be fine. I also like the idea that she's like a major sweetheart, but she's actually a half drow or drow. How do you pronounce it? Drow or drow?
Yes.
Okay. But of course, if anyone asks about her skin pigmentation, she always says that was part of a magical mishap too.
Mm.
But other items she can have. I really kind of want to give her like some great stuff.
Yes. We got to think of an awesome ring. I think a ring of not hungry. So it's not really a ring of sustenance. You're just like, you're not really that hungry. You're not going to die, but it's not great. Like, you're just still having a real bad time.
Could we call it the ring of I could eat?
Yes, done. The ring of I could eat. I like it.
I could eat. And you do that little shrug.
I could eat.
I could eat.
I just like it being like a nervous twitch that you're like, are you hungry? I could eat. Stop it. Yeah. Stop asking me, please.
Yes, and you face a terrible mental compulsion to ask, answer that exactly that way anytime someone asks.
I was thinking of a ring of extend finger where you whatever finger you put it on like grows by like a certain amount of inches, like 1d4 inches, and then like you get maybe like a +2 to dexterity stuff there, like sleight of hand. But you have like an extended creepy finger that also makes people uncomfortable, and you get like a -2 to charisma.
I like the idea of it growing 1d4 inches every round until you take it off and it's permanent.
Oh, that would be terrifying.
Yeah. There should be some nightmarish items in her bag.
It's kind of like a Pinocchio thing, but it's for your hand.
Right.
And then your salad fingers.
It immediately made me think of the Finglonger from Futurama.
Also, could she talk like a female professor? Good news, everyone.
Yes. But it's like not off-putting. Like it comes across as really genuine and sweet. It's like, oh, there's Lorne again.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
A wand of create wand. I stole this from somebody's magic item chart, but it's basically a wand that has a single charge of create wand. And if you cast it, it will create a wand with a single charge of create wand.
Hey, we need some firewood. I'm on it. Cool. Well, is there anything else we could think of to add to this commoner?
Oh, okay. So yeah, also a wand of disarming. It makes your arm fall off. You're still totally fine. Like, you can still move your arm and things. It just falls off.
That's awesome.
And you, whenever it happens, you just have to shrug and go, just a flesh wound.
The other one, mainly because you're here, JM, is that we need a wand of create cats.
Yes.
No, it needs to be teleport cat. It's not going to add another cat to the world. It's merely taking a cat from somewhere else in the world and bringing it to you.
Right. From the plane of cats.
Which means there may be a plot hook where your adventurers have to get this wand of teleport cat and take it to the crazy cat lady so that she can get all the cats in the world to be with her.
I like this. I like this.
I'm scared of this.
Well, I mean, JM did mention the plane of cats, and that is probably the most terrifying thing I've ever heard of.
The plane of cats.
It's really quite scary to think about.
Yeah, all the dander.
Mountains of, like, balls of yarn.
Well, it's one of the heavens, right? There's, like, cat heaven.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's definitely like Elysium.
Right.
Definitely the same, I'm sure of it. You know what? If you loved all of that old nonsense where my voice did not sound like I had a much more expensive mic, hey, it might even sound like I'm using the right way that the mic is facing now. You should head over to your podcatcher of choice and give us a review. That would be great.
Yeah, we would really, really love it if you could help us out by sprinkling some stars on top of that and telling all of your friends to listen to the DMnastics podcast.
Yes. And if you wanted to tell us how great we're doing, I don't know. You could tell. I don't really care. You could tell me how
Please,
bad we're doing.
We need
too.
Validation.
That's fine. Yeah. Whatever.
Just tell us something.
Yes. And you can do that where?
So you can always reach out via email at dmnastics@gmail.com and make sure to follow us on Twitter @dmnastics.
And for everything else on the network, you can always go to blockpartypodcastnetwork.com.
Huge thank you, of course, to the bards over on Bombarded for our intro and outro music. You can find out more about Bombarded at bombardedcast.com.
With that, we'll turn out the lights and head out of the gym. But before we go, I want to implore you, the listener, to join the forums, the Discord, Twitter, and anywhere else you can find us and take part in these challenges, exercises, and other amazing conversations being had.
To do that, head over to dungeonmasterblock.freeforums.net and try some DMnastics so your players don't ask, do you even lift?